views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another beautiful week of Angels in Answer with beautiful Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me, guys.
That's beautiful, Sky. You want to know something? We're going to do something fun this week, and if people want to call in, hey, Brian, you're there, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right,
hey,
great.
Brian.
Give me a favor. Brian, I want you to, first of all, I just wanted to tell everybody that I had a great time in Rhode Island, and it was a lot of fun hanging with you and Chris and the gang, and it was a blast. The Christmas party with the radio station was a lot of fun. Good eats and
yep.
Lots of, it was a lot of fun. What's the phone number for people to call in?
It's 1-800-930-2819.
930-2819. You hear that, everybody? 800-930-2819 if anybody wants a reading from Sky and I. And you want to know something? Sky and I, she doesn't know this yet, but Sky and I, what we're going to do for this week, because, you know, Chris and, you know, people get rattled as far as what to get your loved one for Christmas. You know, and a lot of people freak out on what do you as a whole lot of everything, or how do you go shopping when if you don't have much money? And a lot of times it can be very stressful, and that really stinks.
Tell me about.
Yeah,
I know.
A lot of money. You could be very creative in getting whatever it is that you need to get. You know, it could be a calendar of, a topic that they like, whether it be dogs or cats or illustrated. That's always a crowd pleaser. Or cars, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you get them a calendar of cars. But, you know, it's not about how much you spend. It really isn't. A lot of people put pressure on themselves about how much. And, you know, that's a shame because, seriously,
right?
it shouldn't be about the material world, but of course the media, you know, cranks it up all about, spending. And it gets way, way, way out of hand.
It does.
You know? And then people are needing a part-time job to help pay for all the presents that they just bought. And so they're working harder than ever for the next 2 or 3 months or next year to pay off all their obligations to the credit cards. Go ahead, Sky. What?
I think I'm, you know, I've been sick for 3 weeks now. So I think that what I'm going to do is give everybody money. Because I haven't bought one single Christmas present yet.
Oh, wow. Thinking,
I know.
Well, why don't you just find out where their favorite store is and just have Richie, your husband, or one of the kids, and just go out to people's favorite stores and like or restaurants and just buy them gift certificates. At least it's a something rather than just cash.
Well, that's what I probably will do that. I'm not sure yet. Last night I had a conversation with two of my daughters, and they gave me a roll of toilet paper list of what they want for Christmas.
Wow.
So if I add everything together and I give them like $1,000 a family, I think I should be good.
Wow.
Well, that's what it's going to cost me anyway.
Yeah. No, I know. But yeah, that's a lot of money. It really is. Because you're talking, what, four families, right?
Right. You've got husband and wife in three of the families, plus 2 to 3 children in each family. So I've got like 8 grandchildren, plus 2, 4, 5, 6 adults just in my immediate family to buy for. So that's like $1,000 per family. Because the kids always want these little toys. Now, I was looking on Toys R Us last night because 2 of my granddaughters have wish lists. And I'm looking at each toy, and every toy is like $85. I think the cheapest toy there was $50. So you got to get them like 3 or 4 things each. Even if they're like...
No, it adds up.
Huh?
No, it definitely adds up. It definitely adds up. Yeah, and like I said, it could be very stressful, and also about, you know, going from one family to the next, and, you know, and then for all the divorced families, the kids go to whose family, and
this is true.
Yeah, it is. It gets harder and harder as each year goes and stuff. But it's great. It's great when you have, friends where it makes a difference what side of the family. You know, there are people who have friends, and friends just invite friends over. Whoever wants to come over.
I love that. You know? My doors are always open for holidays. In fact, everybody's going to be here for the holidays. Both days. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of cooking. So I'm going to have the kids make something and bring it. And then I'll buy, well, on the eve, I make the fish. And on the day, like, I make a prime rib. So I'll make the side of beef.
There you go.
It's like, it's huge. It's huge. My butcher makes me the whole rib cage. He gives me the whole rib cage. And I cook it early in the morning on 200, and by dinner time, like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, it's perfectly done. Rare.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
You know, it's really great when people could bring like old family recipes, or they have their unique recipes, or they listen to Rachel Ray, or they listen to some other cooking shows, and they want to try this and try that. And
I love that.
It's a festival of food is what it comes down to, especially with all the treats and the eats. And, yes. You know, of course, then you have everybody right after the holidays that want to start on their diet. And then all the gyms are like loaded with people to work off all the food that they just ate over the holidays. So it's
true.
Almost impossible to start a diet right around holidays from Thanksgiving to Christmas. It's like ridiculous because of all the parties.
But listen, look at what I've been doing. I've been juicing for like a few days now. Just
really?
Juice. Yes. My husband's leg looked so delicious last night.
You're too funny.
I was like chowing to his leg. I said, no, I can't do this. No meat. Are you kidding me? And my spirits told me to do this during meditation. So so I have to do it.
We're going to take a little break. You guys are cutting out on us here. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with more Angels and Answers on the Transformation Talk Radio Network right after this.
When are you gonna come down?
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrew.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for
us. All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And Scott, you know what I think would be pretty interesting?
What, sweetie?
If we started to tell some of our own stories, some of our own personal stories of what happened to us in regards to some of our readings.
Oh.
Because you were just telling me about an interesting story about somebody who you did a reading for.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think that you and I, we have plenty of stories of situations that have happened, true stories, that I think the audience would be entertained by.
I think you're right, because you know what? You can't make up this stuff. Honestly.
You want to know something? I just want to tell a quick funny story. You know, when I was at the Christmas party with the radio station just the other day, you know, it was on Tuesday. You know, I was standing around with this one couple towards the back of the room, and everybody had, you know, raffle tickets because Chris, the owner of the station, was, you know, giving away free gifts.
Nice.
From their vendors and giving away gift cards and all this other stuff. So I'm standing.
Did you win anything?
There must have been about 200 people there.
And did you win anything?
I'm sorry?
Did you win anything?
Oh, did I win anything? I didn't win anything. However,
yes.
The people who I was standing with, when Chris yelled out, okay, right now we're going to raffle off a gift certificate to a jewelry store, I looked at the couple right next to me and I said, it looks like it's got your name written all over it. And they won.
No way. I believe it. You are so good like that. You are the bomb.
And so it was really funny. So
listen, I'm going to tell
the thing. That was pretty good.
So phenomenal.
So tell us your story of what just happened, Scott. You said you just did a reading beforehand.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is what happened. I did a reading for a lady, and I didn't understand, but she didn't tell me what she wanted to know. She just said, well, let's let it go and do whatever you want to do and see who comes up. But the first time she called me to make the appointment with me, I felt a male energy around her. And I said to her, I said, you don't have to tell me anything about the reading. I don't want to know. I said, but I want to tell you I feel a male energy around you, like an older male energy. But somebody who died, not really, really very old, like in the 70s. So she says to me, oh my God, she says, I can't wait to get the reading. So yesterday was her reading. And I was over the telephone and I said to her, there is a father figure around you who had just recently crossed. And she stops and she goes like that. So I says, what's wrong? She says, no. She says, you don't understand. I says, no. She says, that's my dad. I says, great. I said, your dad is telling me, though, he was able to contact you through your son, that there was something that he did that you have been wanting for a very, very long time and couldn't achieve it, but it came through your son, and he made sure that he did that for you. And I don't hear anything on the other side. And she said, I said, are you okay? She says, yes. She said, I have never met my father. I didn't even know I had a father until 3 months ago. And then I was taken back a little bit because now I'm connecting with a man she had never, ever spoken to or seen in her life. In fact, her mother had said to her that she didn't have a dad and he went away to another country or something like that. And she never got to see him, that he was a deadbeat and she just threw him away. And she never told her, not even a name. Well,
wow.
Yeah. As the reading progressed, I told her her origin of culture. I said, your father was Irish. And I said to her that his parents, because your grandmother is also there, your grandmother is actually holding a four-leaf clover, which tells me that she was born in Ireland. She said, Sky, I want to tell you. Now, I kept getting hit after hit with this girl. Her father was so wonderful and so eager to let us know all kinds of information about him because he knew that she knew nothing. But when her father passed and her son kept saying, I want to go to this certain town in New Jersey, a school there, she looked up and found that she was doing research and she found that her father's name was in the obituaries. That particular day. Yeah. And then she went over to her mother and she says, is this my father? And her mother said, no. Still maintaining that wasn't her father. Well, anyway, she took it a step further without letting me know. And she says she contacted a month ago her half-siblings. And her half-siblings were very cordial to her, but they felt that, well, why now would you want to come and talk to me after so long? And why didn't you seek him out when he was alive? So I said to her, I said, I hate to tell you this, but your dad is letting me know that they're all about the money and they're all about you not getting anything out of the estate. She said, you know, I had this feeling, but that's not what I was after at all. She said, all I wanted to know was who my father was. And she was so sincere. And he was able to tell her that he was a golfer, that he tended bar, but he was also a man who worked with his hands. He did, he refurbished his mother's house. He told me, he let me know that the house that he died from, that he lived in his whole life, was actually his mother and father's home. And she said, you're absolutely right, because that's what the kids told her. And then we went on to continue that he played golf, and in his latter years after he retired, that he went ahead and took up golf as a sport, and you know, that he was with her all the time. And I said to her, I see you opening boxes, and at the time you were opening these boxes, you were thinking about your dad, because your dad tells me you kept saying to yourself, I wonder how different my life would be if I knew him. And she said, I can't believe it. She said, you blew me away, because that's exactly what I was thinking when I was opening up the boxes for Christmas. How different my life would be. And I said, you know, I see that your daughter looks more like your father than your son, even though people tell you your son looks like your father. Now, the reason she knows that is because she just seeked out her biological half brothers and sisters. So she was able to see their children. She was able to see them. And she was able to get a sense of family. You know, because when you grow up not knowing that you have a father and he's alive, that's got to be hard. That's got to be really tough on you. And it was her life quest. And she never really quite believed her mother. And and she said that when I validated, what?
You could tell in somebody's response whether they're telling you the truth. You know, your gut strongly kicks in, especially under circumstances like that. When somebody is fudging a situation, you know, your gut just kicks in and you know when something's not right.
The biggest thing for her that I told her, excuse me, was, you know, I validated things she already knew. But one of the biggest things, there was two big things that I told her. One was that her father didn't even know of her existence. And two was that her son was the catalyst in which her father got her attention from the other side. And she knew that. At first she said, I don't know. I just don't know. And then she said, oh my God. She said, I found him in this town in New Jersey. And her son kept mantraing all the time, I want to go to school in this town. I want to go to school in this town. And it was like an everyday thing until she said, you know what? Let me look up the names in that town. And when she looked it up, she found his name in the obituary. But I told her, her father told me that he was the cat, and he used her son to single out that one town and her finally going to check up the records to see if he could be possibly in that town. And she found him. So her big, and she didn't even remember that until she said, oh my God. My son wanted to go to this college in this particular town. And she says, you just told me that my father was the one who went to my son and told, you know, was the catalyst that brought us together. Because after she found her father's name in the paper, he no longer wanted to go to that particular school. He said, nope, I don't want to go to this one anymore. I want to go to this one. So she said, but for months and months, you've been telling me that you wanted to go to this particular school. He said, nope, in this particular town. She said, no, I just don't want to go there anymore. She says, I want to go to this school now. And that was literally her father contacting her son and giving her everything she needed to go seek where he could have possibly been. And that was the only town in New Jersey that she didn't look in. And when she finally did, it was too late. And also, she was very taken back of the love that her father had for her. And he made me feel like the love was like literally to tears. And I was like kind of like emotional because it was like the love was so great. And the sorrow that he didn't even know that things would have been so different had he known about her. But now that he's on the other side and he sees her, he's so proud. And he made a big note to tell me, to tell her how proud he was of her and the lifestyle she had to live. Yeah.
Hey, Sky, we got to go to a break now. Everybody, you're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, the dynamic duo, and we're going to be right back to tell you more stories right after this commercial break.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Sky Guy Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers. And we have Artie today and myself, Sky, and we're very interested in telling you a lot of stuff that happened to us when we do some readings. Artie, you there, honey?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me clearly?
Very.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, it was an intro. We were breaking up a little bit before, and so I'm just going to quickly reiterate before I go into one of my stories. You know, when I was at the Christmas party and I was standing at the back, there was about 200 people there, and there was another couple right there. And, you know, I just met them. Very nice, very friendly. She's a beautiful blonde, and she works at a local school. And, you know, the radio station is kind enough to do a lot of what she was telling me. and so, you know, they were just a beautiful ball of energy, the both of them. Chris and Brian started, you know, reading off numbers and, you know, to let everybody know, you know, who's going to win what. And it was really nice, you know, and people were giving, you know, his clients were generous enough to give away some freebies, you know, and gift cards and stuff like that. And so it came out where, you know, Chris yells out, he says, all right, now for this jewelry store, we're giving away, I think it was like a $50 gift certificate. And I just looked right at the girl right next to me. I go, oh, this has got your name written all over it. And then sure enough, her number was called.
Isn't that phenomenal? Oh, my God. She must have been so thrilled that you pinned it right off the bat.
Well, to me, I just took it as nonchalant because it's just like, you know, it was just fun that it happened, but it's not like I went crazy.
Well, you see, that's what people don't understand. We get these messages so nonchalantly that sometimes you don't even realize what comes out of your mouth. Because I remember a time when I was at a wedding and this guy said to me, oh, I don't believe in mediums. And he says, if you are a psychic medium, then tell me what my name is. And before I could even breathe, Joe flew out of my mouth. It was like the angels were so pissed off at him that he was challenging me that they didn't even give me a minute to think of anything. All I did was open my mouth and say, Joe. And he looked at me like a deer in the headlights and he goes, sorry, man. He goes away like with his tail between his legs.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. How it happens.
It was really cool. You know, there was a time where I was I'm at a party and, now mind you, when I did this party, this girl had me again, like maybe about three. Now, mind you, I don't remember who I read. I don't remember what I say because it's like, you know, when we're in the moment, we just say what's on our mind in the moment. Right. And then after that, we forget about it.
Because it's not after what.
Yeah. The only reason why I do remember, and this could also be with you, Sky, that it's not until after the fact when something happens, somebody will talk to me while I'm in my conscious mind. And tell you what has happened.
Exactly.
But a lot of times I don't remember at all what I tell people in that moment because there's just so much information that's flying off at the tip of my head.
Right.
And so there was this one guy, and he was a policeman. And he didn't believe in psychics and stuff like that. And he was skeptical. And that's totally cool if you're skeptical. That doesn't bother us. And so anyway, but his sister finally convinced him into getting him to come for a reading. Now, mind you, the skeptic, all right, the policeman that he is, and I said to him, I saw him in the legal department, a policeman. And I said to him, I said, you are having problems, you know, with relationships with your sister and with this, that, and the other thing. And he said, you're 100% right. And I gave him a point of view on how to look at things so that his relationship with his sister could be a lot better. But what was more, that was fantastic as far as what happened, as far as his relations, because it did improve, because I get messages on how to tell people how to look at things or present themselves to friends or with their relatives so that everybody has a better understanding of each other and not challenging one another. You know, so when you're looking at the other person's point of view, they're able to receive. So the policeman said to me, he says, I'm going to tell you why I came back for the second time. He goes, last time I was here, you told me that you saw me at this big fun going on and that there were raffle tickets that were going to be sold. And you told me if I buy a raffle ticket, I'm going to win. And so anyway, he goes, I want you to know, he goes, I am a policeman and it was a PBA big time holiday party. And I just want you to know that I did buy my ticket. And he says, and I was drunk off my A. And he goes, and I admit, I was a little obnoxious, he says, but I was having a good time and I was drinking, you know, to my heart's content. He said, so they called off the first prize. He goes, I didn't win it. He goes, they called off the second prize. He goes, so I'm thinking to myself, well, then what the hell are you telling me this story for? So all of a sudden he said to me, before they called the third prize off, he goes, I staggered upstairs up to the podium. I staggered upstairs and I pulled out my ticket and I handed them my ticket and they go, Joe, what are you doing? We didn't call out the third number yet. He goes, a psychic told me I was going to win. I'm just giving my ticket in advance. He goes, a few seconds later, they pulled out the ticket and they called out his number.
Oh, and, wow.
He said, I had to come back just to tell you that. He says, they almost didn't give me my prize because everyone else thought it was a fix.
Right? So, oh, that's so amazing. Cool. I love that story. That is so amazing.
So he ended up winning a couple $100 on that ordeal.
Fabulous. And, I just love when we know things in advance.
You know, and so many times, you know, things come to me so inadvertently, like I just talk at the top of my head, and it turns out to be like right on the money. And I'm sure that happens to you also, Sky.
Oh, yeah. When I'm focusing in on somebody or I'm around somebody and they don't believe in what I do, I don't know why, but I always get the best messages. And I always tell them, listen, I have to tell you this. I really know that you don't believe in this, and it's okay, but so-and-so and so-and-so. And they look at me like deer in the headlights, like, how the heck does she know this? Who told you this? And 9 out of 10 times, I don't know anybody in the room. So there was a time when, now this really, I remember this very clearly, and it really rings loud to me because I could have really slapped my husband, really. Yes, love.
I just want you to know, we have only 2 minutes till we have to go to break, so pace yourself, and then, so we can let the audience know, and then we'll continue your story. So you're going to start your story, and then...
Okay, we were invited to Sotheby's for a private showing of the Bambi collection. It was by a renowned Disney artist. And I said to him, the whole collection at the time was $7,000. I said, this is what to buy. This is going to go up dramatically. He says, I'm not even going. I don't want to go. It's too much of a hassle. It's black tie. He says, you know what? I'm not going to buy. I says, listen, I'll buy it online. I'll buy it right from the phone because you can bid. So he said, nah, don't even bother. Well, the collection went for $7,000. It's now worth a couple of $1 million. So since then, my husband really listens to me.
Yeah, but we're no, but wasn't there? You were saying. I mean, we have to go to a break, but there were other times of other predictions that you made where you could have made a gazillion dollars.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you know, yes. you gave him the reins and.
Yep.
Your word.
Yeah. That was when what the heck is the name of that stock? I told him it was going to plummet, and I told him not to take his money out of the stock, because as easy as it was plummeting, that's as much as it's going to go triple. He got scared. He pulled out of the stock, and 2 days later, it went up to $275 a share, and he had like $19 or $20 per share invested.
Wow.
I told him not to pull it because it's going to go right back.
All right. Listen up. Okay, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, and you got to give us, if you want to give us a call and you want to get read by us, just give us a call at 1-800-930-2. Stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Just too good to be true.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And if anybody wants to get a free little mini reading from us, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. 2819. And you want to know something? I, you know, a few months ago, the end of July, Charity and I, we went to see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. And it was very interesting. He was explaining the story, how he came up with the name, with the song Italian Restaurant. And he said this one time he had writer's block, you know, which, you know, all artists have at some point. And he said, I need to get out of my place. And he goes, he always goes to this one particular Italian restaurant, and he just wanted to go there. He says, they got my table, they got my space. People know who I am. They know to stay away. You know, so anyway, so I walk into the restaurant and they go, oh, Mr. Billy Joel, how you doing? He said, so, you know, sitting in the corner by myself, and he goes, and I got my paper spread out and I'm trying to, you know, write some words or seeing what comes up to me. And he goes, and nothing's happening. And so he said, all of a sudden, I'm just sitting there in quietness, and the waiter comes up to me with a bottle in his hand. With two bottles in his hand, he goes, Mr. Billy Joel, he goes, so tell me, would you like a bottle of white or a bottle of red? And he goes, and then he started to play his song.
That's phenomenal.
He goes, and that's exactly how it started out.
Now, look at that exact, for instance. Don't you think that his angels came to him and put that thought in his head, but he didn't realize it because he's really not in that frame of mind?
Oh, 100%. There's no doubt in my mind that you're guided to be at a certain place at a certain time, and a course of events happen. And this is what people mean by let it go. All right. A lot of times there are so many people who try to control every single situation.
Impossible.
And the more you try to control the situation, the harder things get. And so long as you just allow yourself, sometimes you just got to step away from life. You have to step away from your job. You have to step away from your house, your family, whatever. You just have to step away and just air out your brains and just enjoy the moment and just allow whatever happens. And who knows, maybe nothing might happen, but yet sometimes your most beautiful thoughts will come about.
You know, Artie, I have to tell you something, and this is like, you don't even know what I'm going to say, because this just happened to me as you were speaking, and this has never happened to me before. I feel that there's a lady that wants to call in who's going through a very desperate time with a divorce, and I feel like she's on the brink of calling, but she's just not doing it. So if you're out there, I'm already getting messages for you, so please call. And I've never done this before, and it's like so strong. I feel as though she's got children, and she's absolutely, totally brokenhearted and didn't see this coming and left her like with nothing and so in such a bad emotional state. And it's like she's listening and she doesn't want to call. Like, she wants to call, but she doesn't want to pick up the phone to call. Honey, if you're out there, call me. Call us right now, and Artie and I can help you. Now, this has never happened before. That's how strong it is. And I'm being told that by my angels, and I need to let this girl call. I mean, she's got to call. So if you hear this, please call. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. I just have to talk to you.
All right, so let it be.
Yes.
Let it be. Let it be.
Let it be. Okay, you know what?
What's that?
So let me get back to my story.
Let's talk about your story, darling.
All right.
We have 4 minutes for your story till we got to go to a break, so I'm just letting you know.
All right. So I think you heard this one already. I'm sitting in the beauty parlor, and I want you to know, folks, when spirit comes, no matter where you are, you have to let it go. Right, Artie?
What do you mean you have to let it go?
I mean, when spirit comes to you, and they need to get through to a person, you have to tell that person, no matter if they have an appointment, no matter if they pay you, no matter what.
Yeah, you just let it be. Yeah, of course. I agree with that.
Okay. Because they don't stop wanting. So, pun. No pun there.
No pun intended.
Right? So I'm sitting in the beauty parlor one day, and I'm sitting under the dryer, and I'm tasting blood. And I'm saying, what am I tasting? So I put my finger in my mouth and I'm pulling it out, and there's no blood. So I say, okay, so I know this is not me. This is spiritual. And I'm seeing a severe car accident and a girl holding a telephone. So I said, oh, my God, this is a child of somebody who is in this place. And I'm being drawn over to this girl with my eyes. And this lady was just, her back was to me, and I didn't know who she was or anything, and I had the guts to go over to her. And that takes a lot of guts, because you're just about to tell somebody a tragedy, and you don't even know if it's really the right person, but you're relying on everything that spirit gives you. So this is blind reliance and trust from spirit. So I go up to her, and I said, I'm so sorry to bother you, but did you lose your daughter in a tragic car accident? She turned white. She says, yes, I did. I said, was it about like 4 years ago? She said, yes. And did they tell you that it was because of her texting? She said, yes. She says, I want you to know she was picking up somebody else's text. She was not texting. And then from that moment on, it was about 4 years since she died. She had never thought of going to a medium. And I gave that woman a 2-hour reading right in the beauty parlor because she needed it so badly. And the woman cried her eyes out. But after the reading, she was a new person. I got a call from her sister, her best friend, her children. They said to me, I don't know how you did this, but you brought my mother back to life.
That's beautiful.
Yes. And this is my payment. Just to hear those words and just to know that God put me in the right place at the right time so that I could help another fellow human. Because what is it all about? It's all about the love.
No, that's exactly. No, of course it is. It's about trying to it's healing people, you know, yep. And that's what I tell people. I said, you know, when we connect to people who have passed away and when we give people, answers about what's going on. There's no, you know, it's even greater than money that when you are able to tell people things that, you know, otherwise they stay stuck for the rest of their lives. Just knowing that their loved one is doing okay and that they got solace and, you know, and I've given and I've told people, you know, I've told people where they were really crushed thinking that their loved one has committed suicide. And where at times it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a deliberate suicide. And they're thinking like, you know, and then the police where they come up and they botch up things and they say, oh, it was a suicide. Or all of a sudden the evidence was tampered with. And but the beauty of it is that I'm usually giving people information before they even say anything. And I'm sure you do this all the time, too.
Oh, yeah.
And give them clarification. And it's really cool because before they even say a word, all this information is pouring out and we're able to give people such understanding and such information. And
I got to interrupt you for one sec. We got to go to a commercial and then we're going to come right back with the rest of that story because it's what you're saying is amazing.
All right. Well, listen, well, yes, we do have to go to break. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, the Dynamic Duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great 2-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at @YoAndrewNTS.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.